Set a course for adventure and expand your mind on a Scientific American Bright Horizons cruise. For information, go to scientificamerican.com/travel.
This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. This will just take a minute.
There are, in fact, 100 billion galaxies, each of which contains something like 100 billion stars.
Well, Carl Sagan would have loved to get the latest estimate of our galaxy's planet count. Caltech astronomers set their sights on a star called Kepler-32. It's an M-dwarf star, a class that's smaller and cooler than our sun, and accounts for about 3/4 of the stars in the Milky Way. But what's really cool about this particular star, from the astronomer's point of view, is that its 5 planets orbit in a plane that the Kepler telescope sees edge-on. So the star's light dims each time a planet passes between it and the scope, which makes the planets easier to detect. Now, taking into account the percentage of M-dwarf systems that lie in a similar edge-on orientation, and the number of planetary systems the Kepler telescope's already detected, the researchers figure our galaxy's host to at least 100 billion planets. Their calculations are served up in the Astrophysical Journal. Many of those planets may be the size of Earth, but we're the only planet that produced Carl Sagan.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkin.